It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Do you ever sing that song with me when I come in the door? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. I like it when you sing it with me. Did you ever look at yourself in a mirror? I have a mirror on one of the walls in one of these rooms. Do you know where it might be? Not here. Nope. And not here. This is picture, isn't it? Hello, fish. I'll give you some food later. And there's no mirror out here. No mirror in this kitchen. The mirror is in the room where the sink and the tub and the toilet are. You know what room that is? The bathroom. I'll show you. Here we are. And here's the mirror. There's my reflection in the mirror. You know, there's only one person in the whole world exactly like me. And there's only one person exactly like you. Nobody else but you. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. It's true. And with every person you meet, you can remember there's only one in the whole world exactly like that person. Each one of us is unique. You know what unique means? Unique means one of a kind. Only one like you, only one like me. We're unique. I think I hear the phone ringing in the other room. Let's go answer it. Coming. Hello. Hi, Maggie. How are you? Oh, at your house? Well, sure, I'd be glad to come over. Yeah, fine. All right. Yeah, in just a couple minutes. Very good. Bye-bye. That was Maggie Stewart. She's doing some cooking with Chef Brockett, and they're at Maggie's kitchen. She asked if we'd like to come over. I'd like to see what they're making, so let's just go to Maggie Stewart's house. Come along.
Maggie,
thanks. What smells so good in
here? Oh, it's our bread pudding that we've been busy making.
Bread pudding?
Yes, it's right here. Look,
tell them all the good things it has in it.
Oh, it's got good milk in it and eggs and sugar. Cool. And, of course, it has bread in it. And this version has peaches
and raisins
and walnuts, yeah. All kinds of good spices like vanilla, nutmeg, and cinnamon.
For a special occasion.
Oh, yes, a big family reunion. It's our tradition to make these all the
Maggie
time.
Maggie makes it sound good, doesn't she?
She really does.
You
it
know,
is good.
I always do it with stale bread at the bakery because that's a good way to use up the old stale mm-hmm. bread. But Maggie does hers with fresh bread.
Right, I used fresh bread on this.
So you share recipes, do you?
We certainly do. That's exactly what we do. But what we're sharing today also is with these leftovers, we're making another kind of treat.
Oh, good. I'd like to see you do that.
Yeah, and maybe help us, too. I'm going to get this out of the way.
Well, if I'm going to help, may I wash my hands?
Please do, right over there.
That'll be great.
Okay.
Maggie, what we'll do is we'll have a production line, okay?
All right.
And I'll do the cutting out.
That sounds good.
And you spread.
I'll put the peanut butter
okay,
on
and
these
then
little
we'll let
pieces
Fred
of bread.
Do the trimming.
That sounds
all right?
great.
That'll be good. Oh, and let's do layers. Let's do like a couple layers,
yeah,
all right?
That'll be real nice. That'll all make set. It nice and special.
You all
you
set?
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, what am I going to do? We'll start right at the beginning with the cutting out, okay?
Cutting
what,
out.
Yep, I'm going to do this with a jar.
Oh, you take bread and...
Go like that. Then I lift this over like that. And there it is. There's the first circle.
Look at that. Perfect circle. And then I'm going to take it and put just a little dab of peanut butter on it, just like this. You see? Now you hold this one right here.
Okay.
And you can put some raisins on it or some walnuts, whatever you like. And make it just a little bit different. Yes, put both on. And I have another one here that I made while you were washing your hands. Looks good. And you can just put that on top of it like that and give it a little hug. We've got a sandwich. Now let's make another layer.
We can do another, three layers, yeah.
Another little circle. Let's put a little bit more peanut butter on that one, huh? The peanut butter is sort of like glue.
That holds it together.
Yeah, it holds it together. And then you can put raisins or walnuts on there.
Some more of that.
More of that. Like them right there. Want to put some walnuts on it, too?
Yeah.
I like raisins.
Now, that one would look very different from...
Very different.
That one.
You can do every one different. And the thing that's interesting is you're using the same things. Bread, peanut butter, raisins, walnuts. But every one is different.
That's right.
Each one is unique.
Each one. And that makes them all special. Let's try a heart.
Ooh, okay.
How do you make the heart?
Well, you have this heart cookie mold. And you go like this on the bread, and then you lift the bread around it, like that, okay? And then the heart will come right out of there, and there's a heart.
Aha!
Isn't that nice?
And there's the bread that it was in.
It's like a puzzle.
I see it. It sure is. Now, what do you do with all of the bread crusts?
Oh, see all these?
Yeah.
Well, Maggie puts these in the backyard for the birds.
I sure do.
For the
I
birds.
I take them out for the birds, and they enjoy the bread just like we enjoy the bread.
I guess they do.
And some of the leftover bread we use for more bread pudding. Let's make this heart.
Okay.
All right, I'll put a little dab of peanut butter on there. And you can put whatever other little confection you'd like to put on there.
All right.
You don't have to put every one each time. You can do whichever one you want. So that each one is special.
Looks very good.
Here's
and
another,
here's
one,
another one. And I will put just a little dab on there.
And that holds it together.
Mm-hmm. And you can.
Now I'd like to just put this right down at the bottom of the heart.
And press that on there and give it just a little hug.
Now you'll need a third one.
You want? Here, it's right here.
Press it right there.
A three-layer heart.
Perfect. Why don't I slice this one up and we taste it?
All right.
Okay. I'll put it right here and...
Now, do you have one that's the shape of a star?
I do. Right there.
Oh, I see how that works.
See that?
Can make all kinds of shapes.
I'll say.
All right.
Yeah, I'm anxious to taste that.
Give you a little piece of heart. And Dawn,
thank
would you like a little piece of
peanut butter and raisin
sandwich? Peanut butter and raisin sandwich.
Mm.
It's delicious.
I like that.
Wish I could offer that to you.
It's good, we and I'll try one. I got a walnut.
There's a star.
I really need to get back to my place. I've enjoyed being part of your assembly line here.
Well, let me package a couple of these for you to take with you.
Okay.
All right, would you like to take a star?
I would.
And how about this circle right here?
Do you have any extra bread pudding?
Oh, I do. I'll pack. I certainly will pack you
too. He likes a little care package
yes,
to go.
Of course.
Dawn, would you show me how you do it with the jar?
I want you to do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I'll talk you through it, but you do it, all right?
All right.
Now, take this jar and press it down right in the middle of that slice of bread. And then when you press it down, go back and forth a little bit.
Like that?
That's it. Uh-huh. Now, don't move the jar,
all right,
but pick up the pieces of bread. Try to hold the jar down with the other. That's it. There you go. Pull it right out. It's okay. Now, there. That's where the cookie was, or the bread was.
Yeah, but then it's stuck in there.
Now watch. See there?
That's great.
Big circle for you.
And there's the circle in the bread.
That's where it came from.
Peek-a-boo.
And that's for the birds.
That's right.
And that's for more sandwiches for you.
Good, thank
more
you.
Sandwiches.
Thank
and
you
here's your to-go bag.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you for
Maggie.
Visiting today.
Oh, I like coming to your place. Thanks, Dawn.
We'll see you later.
We'll bye-bye. See you next time. Bye bye-bye. For now.
Okay, let's make some more of these. Let's do a couple triple-decker circles,
all right?
Right?
Let's do it.
Mom or Dad would allow you to make a round sandwich like that sometime. And if you have some raisins or nuts, you could put them in if you're allowed. Let's just have some make-believe now. Trolley? Let's make-believe something about raisins and nuts and mirrors and other things as the trolley goes along the trolley track in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley.
Yes, Chef Crockett, what you described sounds just right.
It'll have lots of raisins and lots of nuts.
Oh, that's just what he likes.
How do you know?
Well, he's been our close neighbor for many years, and it seems he's always eating raisins and nuts.
Good, then that settles it. Now, when will you need it?
For his birthday, the end of the week.
Oh, I can easily have it by then.
Oh, good.
Here, how do you think this will be?
Oh, that looks like a beautiful cake with three levels.
Actually, it's three cakes, different sizes, sitting on top of each other.
With raisins and nuts.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, Chef Brockett. You're such a helpful person, fine chef, and superb artist.
At your service, Queen
yes,
Sarah.
Thank you.
Chef Brockett? Chef Brockett?
Prince Tuesday, I didn't know you were there.
I guess I'm not very noticeable.
Oh, I'm really glad to see you.
Well, I don't know why you would be.
You seem sad to me today.
Have you taken a good look at me lately?
I'm taking a good look at you right now. Why do you ask?
Because I've been looking at myself in the mirror.
And?
And I don't like what I see.
You don't?
Who wants to be a little head in a big royal robe?
Well, I...
Here comes Daddy. Don't tell him what I said.
Chef Brockett, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I see you have a royal mirror in your hand.
Yes, sire.
Would you kindly hold it so that I may see myself?
Of course, King Friday.
Yeah. What a fine king.
Right you are, King Friday.
Sometimes I like to see myself as a dancer. time.
Oh, I can understand why.
Hey, King Friday?
Yeah.
Could I ask you something?
Oh, anything, Chef Brockett.
Have you talked with Prince Tuesday today?
Not yet. Why do you ask?
Well, I think you could help him look differently in the mirror.
Oh, I think he looks perfectly fine in the mirror.
Maybe you can help him see that.
Suppose we both find him then.
I'll bring the mirror.
Very good, yes.
Well, you say what happened, but I'll tell you, Charlie. We traveled all that time and all those miles and skipped them, but it was raining and being ten handed. But we got here to the neighborhood, and there's nobody around. What's that over there? You can't quite make out what's there, but I think it's Empire State Building. I think no, that's a cake, a nice cake picture. Look at that, look at the biggest Santa Claus trolley. It says on there, cornflake especially. Well, I better go take it and give it to him. Corny. Cornflake especially. Are you here? No, huh? Corny, it's me, Robert Troll. You can't stand by me, guys. I'm looking at him. Have a chair, Robert Troll. Oh, thank you. Nobody looks at him the way you find him. You ask permission first, but he gets it wrong. What's this? Uh-oh. Back later. Okay. No, that thing doesn't mean that. Back later? No, that's it. That means he's not here now, but he'll be back later. Okay, well, we'll give it to him next time. Next time, that's what we'll do. You see, Trolley, we'll give it to him next time, okay? Good. Doop. Next time.
Robert Troll thinks that cake drawing belongs to Corny, since it has Corny's name on it, but it really belongs to Chef Brockett. Why do you think Prince Tuesday didn't like himself in the mirror? Usually when people are feeling bad about themselves, it has to do with something inside them, not something you can see in a mirror. We'll make believe more about all that next time. Right now, some food for the fish. They're hungry. I like to think of times I've seen people looking in a mirror. It's fun to think about such things. Oh, I just remembered something Mr. McFeely loaned to me. I'll show it to you. It's a plate made out of very strong glass and a videotape that shows how people make dinner plates like that. Why don't we just look at it now? I'd like you to see how people make dinner plates. When people make dinner plates, they begin with sand, recycled glass, and some other things that get heated, so they turn into liquid. This wheel has molds that form each plate so that they'll all be the same size and shape. It's the hot liquid that's being poured onto those molds. See the shape of the plates? And this machine has a suction cup that pulls the plates out of the mold. And what's going on now is called fire polishing. The fire smooths the rough edges of the plates. And there they go on a conveyor belt. This woman checks the plates to be sure that each one is just right. She takes out those that aren't, and they go on to be recycled. And she counts them and puts them into stacks. Now they're ready to be decorated. Another ride on a conveyor belt. Round machine is the decorating machine. First, it puts each plate in its place and brushes it off. This fancy part will paint some blue flowers on each plate. First, around the outside. And more blue flowers in the middle. There they are, all painted. And there they go onto another conveyor belt. Look at all of those plates. It's fun to watch them move along. The plates travel through this long oven. It's very, very hot. Boiling hot. But it needs to be. To bake on the painted design. Then when the plates come out of the oven, they need to cool for a while. Then they're stacked one more time. This man checks them to make sure they're just right. Packs them into boxes. Now they're ready to be sent to stores all over the world. I like to think of all the different things people make in this world.
Yep.
You know, even when it looks like complicated machinery is doing a lot of the work, It's important to remember that people made those machines. We wouldn't have any machines to do work if there hadn't been people to think them up and make them in the first place. It's important to remember that. Whoever you are, if you look for it, you can find something extra special about yourself, and also something extra special about your neighbor. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special, and so is your neighbor. Gives me a good feeling to be with you as a television friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. People can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.